It's the Coffee Black Show. It's the Coffee Black Show. It's the Coffee Black Show. The Coffee Black Show.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Coffee Black Show. This is your host, REGGIE, and I be on this MIC. How is everybody doing? Is everybody doing all right? Is everybody doing okay? Hey, how y'all feeling, man? How y'all feeling? I'm feeling pretty good. I'm feeling pretty good. Things are just rolling along, you know? Everybody, you know, last year was the year, you know, with the racial injustice and all the Karen videos. Oh my gosh, I've never seen so many Karen videos. And you know, the COVID and everybody locked in the house and, you know, and all this, and everybody now is losing their daggone mind. Man, people are, y'all can, you know, it's funny, being an introvert, I can roll with the changes, you know? It doesn't really bother me one way or the other, but I'm realizing the rest of the world, y'all can't handle change. People can, and that's the thing, man, people can't handle change, and it's kind of sad. It's kind of sad because we are the most intelligent creatures on the planet, on this planet, but we cannot handle change. I look at animals, you know, and they can adapt and change. You know, I guess people can change also, but it just takes us a little longer. I mean, because anyway, I'm not gonna continue on that, man, because that's just boggling my mind, man. It just, yeah, this is, but people are losing their freaking minds. It's funny. It's like, take for instance, growing up, and your parents put you on punishment, and then when you get off punishment, you go buck wild. I used to, you know, I wouldn't know how that feel. I really wouldn't, because my punishment was I got my behind whipped. I got my behind toe up, man. And that was, and basically that was my punishment. You guys were, the rest of the world, you guys were lucky. And I hate using that word luck, because I don't believe in luck. I believe in blessings, but you guys were blessed, you know, you guys were blessed. You guys got, I used to get upset because my friends, when I was in school, like on a Friday night, we would go to the high school football game. This was even before we were in high school. We were still like in middle school, in grade school, you know. And Friday nights, my brother was in high school, and he would take me to the games. But what he would do is, he would take me to the game. He would say, "Reg, meet me here over by the concession stand after the game." I was like, okay, cool. I go hang out with my friends. He would go hang out with his friends. Or a lot of times he would He had a girlfriend. He had girlfriends, I should say. He would, you know, leave. He would buy my ticket. I would go in. He said, "Reg, meet me right back here after the game." Okay, cool. And he wouldn't even come in. He would go. He would go with his girlfriend or girlfriends, you know. So, yeah. And then about the game ended. Let's see. The game usually starts about 7, 8 o'clock, and it's not like football on television these days that lasts 4 hours. Or, yeah, 3 hours or so or whatever. It would end about 9:30, 9 o'clock, something like that. So, meet him over by the gate, by the concession stand. And it got to the point where he trusted me enough. Now, mind you, I'm like, this was back when I was like, we could go all the way back till I was like 10, 11 years old. And back then we used to walk in a group. It used to be a group of us. Me and my friends that lived in the neighborhood. At the time, my best friend, his nickname was Mickey. He and I and his cousin, Linda, and a couple more kids from the neighborhood, we all walked in the group. And it was funny because ahead of us would be another group of kids, and behind us was another group of kids. And it was just like on a bus. You know how a bus stops at a bus stop and let a certain group off and then go down the street a little bit further than another group? That's how it was. A group of us would walk usually the group that was ahead of us lived in the projects that was like a couple of blocks from our house. And then we would walk home, get home, and then the group behind us usually was the group of kids who lived in the other projects. So it was like we were in the middle. But anyway, yeah. So I never knew how punishment was. I never knew how being, put it like this, being grounded. You know? I remember my mom tried that stand in the corner thing. It didn't work. Love my mom, man, but the most harsh punishment I ever received was the disappointing look in the talk. The disappointing look in my mom's eyes in the talk that she gave me. That was the most hurtful thing, and I think I learned from that more so than my father whipping my behind. And when I say whipping, I mean whip. I ain't talking about no spanking with the hand. No, man. I got whippings with belts. I got a whipping with a telephone cord. I got a whipping with switches. A broom handle. I got, like I said, I got my behind whipped. And one day my mom used to supply me with books. I'll never forget, my mom had a Black History Encyclopedia. and I did something. I forget what I did, but my father whipped my behind. I mean, he tore my butt up. And after it was all done, I was sitting there and I was looking at the webs and the cuts on my body. And then I looked at, I was thumbing through the Black History Encyclopedia, and in volume two, it was the whole slave thing. And I saw the webs and the cuts on the backs of slaves. And that upset me. That really did. Because here it is. In the 1970s, and slavery had been over for years, but that same mentality or whatever has been passed down from generation to generation. I understand spanking a child. I understand that. But to whip them like that, that was something else, man. That was on a totally different level. Anyway, not gonna get all up into that, man, because you know it's kind of bringing the mood down a little bit. But let's talk about some fun times when I got punished, or when I got a spanking or a whipping. Yeah, a whipping. We go call it what it is, a whipping. All right, I'll be right back. You know, it's time to pay them bills, so I'll be right back. And when I come back, I'm gonna talk about a few of the fun times I got a whipping. And some of you may be saying fun times. Yeah, there were some funny moments. There were some moments that, you know, that I look back on it now. Even then, it was funny. Anyway, y'all hold on, man. Y'all hold on. I'm gonna be right back right after this message. All right, people, I'm back. The fun times of getting my behind with, you know, I had old school parents, man. I had old parents, and, you know, I'm an old head. So, you know, getting my behind whip happened, I can't say often, but it happened. Maybe a lot. Anyway, I wasn't that good kid and I wasn't that bad kid. I was in between, but more leaning towards good. Okay, so anyway, one of the fun times I remember getting my behind with, and I deserved this. Just about every time I deserved it. But anyway, I deserved this one. You know those super bouncy rubber balls that you used to get out the bubble gum machine? Do they still have the bubble gum machines, man? No, they don't have the bubble gum machines. I was just in the store the other day. I was in a, what store was I in? I was in a store the other day. And lo and behold, they had a bubble gum machine. I couldn't believe that. And but they didn't have any bubble gum. You know, back in the day, used to have those candy coated peanuts. I think they used to call them Boston baked beans. Then there were little candies. Used to have Runts. That's where I discovered Runts, and I love Runts, man. They used to have the Jawbreakers. Some of them had M&M's, the plain, you know, and they used to have the super rubber balls, you know, the little crappy, you know, the little crappy rings, you know, it used to have little, for a quarter. So anyway, I was in the store the other day and I saw that, and it reminded me of that time. Those machines used to be in every freaking store, and I got a super bouncy rubber ball. And I love that super bouncy rubber ball. I was bouncing that ball everywhere. In church, bouncing the ball. Ticket to school, bouncing the ball. Walking home from school, bouncing the ball. Got home, bouncing the ball. So, I was bored. And I remember I discovered handball. I was watching television and there was a they were at this exclusive club in this movie, and they were playing handball, you know, and racquetball and stuff. And I was like, dang, you know, that looked like fun. So I started bouncing the ball in the living room up against the fireplace. And my mom said, Reginald, you need to go outside with that ball, because if you break something, I'm going to break you. Aw, ma, I ain't going to break nothing. Kept on bouncing the ball. And then something went bling, 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 bling. I was like, uh-oh, I broke my mother's vase. My mother said, Reginald, didn't I tell you? Yes, ma'am. So I tried to run, y'all, but my mama caught me. She did. I tried to run. And see, like a dummy, instead of me standing there conversing with her, I should have just, time I heard the crash, I should have just took off. But no, I stood there. Tried to run. My mama grabbed me. She yanked me, man. She got that belt. Gave me about three swipes of the belt. It didn't hurt. But I pretended like it hurt, so she, you know. And she said, now, didn't I tell you? I said, yes, ma'am. No, I didn't say it like that. I said, yes, ma'am. You know, and she said, now, clean it up. Yes, ma'am. Oh, that was fun. It wasn't fun, but, yeah. Another time, me and my nephew were in here wrestling. It was a Saturday afternoon. We just finished watching wrestling. Just finished watching Dusty Rhodes and Mr. Wrestling Number 2 and Tommy Wi-Fi Rich and Tony Atlas and the Andersons, Gene and Arn Anderson and you know, Ric Flair. We was imitating the moves. We was making our own wrestling program right here in the middle of my living room. My mama said, y'all keep on. You break something, I'm going to beat you behind. We kept on. We ain't gonna break nothing. So my nephew had me in the headlock, and he threw me into the ropes. I ran and flipped on the sofa. As I flipped, I knocked the lamp down. What? No! My mama said, "All right, I told y'all. And I ain't gonna chase y'all. And I'm not going out there to get a switch. You going to get your own." Boy, I hated that. I hated that. Oh my goodness. But I tried to be slick. My nephew, he went outside and got his switch. His switch was okay. His switch was, you know, nice size. You know? Nice size. It was still kind of green. I knew if I got a green switch, that switch will bend. Yeah. So when you get in your behind whip, you know, it's going to bend. It's going to hurt a little more. So I looked and 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 I looked. And I found a dry twig. My nephew got a limb off a tree. A little limb off of a tree. Me, I found a dry twig. Well, it was a little longer than a twig. It was about the length of your finger. Your pointer finger. Yeah. I say it's a little, just maybe a tad bit longer. And I brought that to my mother. And she laughed. And she said, "Go back out there and get a switch, not a twig." Oh, boy. So I said, "But mama, all the switches are green. They gonna bend and they ain't gonna do their job." And my mama laughed. And she said, "Boy, if I gotta go out there and get that switch myself, you really gonna get it." "But mama." "But nothing. I told y'all and you kept on. Now I'm gonna spank your behinds. Get out there and get me a switch." Oh, that was fun. That was fun. Switch hunting. That was fun. Ooh. You know, here's the thing, man. My mom, spanking and punishments, I grew from. I learned from. Because I deserve them. And I could sit back and I could see the humor in a lot of it and stuff. But, you know, my father spankings were. I kind of understand a little. It was out of just pure anger. You know, but anyway, let's get back to my mom's spankings, man, because they were fun. I could sit back and laugh at them, and it's like even right after that moment, I can laugh at them. One spanking, I got while I was asleep. Yeah. I've told this story before. My mom wanted me to go to the store. She was in the kitchen cooking, and I was in, and at the time it was supposedly the den, but my father turned it into his little room. You know, so he had a television in there. And I was watching the Flintstones. And I didn't want to go to the store. So I pretended like I was asleep. So I pretended like I was asleep, but I actually fell asleep. And when I woke up, I felt pain. So, when I woke up, I said, "Mom, did you spank me while I was asleep?" She said, "Yeah, I beat your behind because I wanted you to go to the store. I needed you to go to the store. And you act like you were asleep." I said, "Mom, I was asleep. You didn't fall asleep that fast." I said, "Mom, yes, I did." And wow, man, that was that. And here's the thing. I was pretending like I was asleep, but I actually did fall asleep. And my mom apologized because it was like an hour later. It was about 2 hours later when I woke up. And see, here's the thing. My mom, right now, I'm missing my mom. I'm missing my mom. Because my mom really was my best friend. I could talk to my mom. If I had a problem, she would always come in. And my mom, she basically could look at me and tell when I had a problem or when something was on my mind. I guess one reason why I'm missing my mom so is my mom passed away. What, 18 years ago? Dang! On June 13th. And right now, stuff that is going on in my life, I know I could, back in the day, go and talk to my mom about it. And the advice that she gave me. Was, like, I would ask her, "What should I do?" And she would always say, "It's your life. I can't tell you what to do. You have to figure that out for yourself. But whatever you decide, I'm behind you 100%. Because if I tell you what to do and you do it, and then you're not happy, you're going to be upset with yourself and me. And I can't have that. I can't be responsible for your decisions." And that's what I loved about my mom. Because she basically she just listened to you. And in that moment, in that conversation, a lot of times I came up with the decision to make just by talking to my mom. And it's funny, the promises that I made to my mom, I try my best to keep them. Even the promises that I made to my mom, like, the promise that I made to my mom when it concerns my marriage, that I would never, ever be like my father. I'd never go out here and cheat on my wife and make boozoo kids out here. I would take care of my family. But yeah, miss my mom, man. My mom. Taught me to enjoy life, man. Enjoy life. And that's what I try to do. Even though I, like, now depression really, really kicks in. And here's the thing, man. The medication that I'm taking don't seem to be working. It doesn't. I'm gonna tell you guys now. When I was taking CBDs, I was in a much better state than I am on this medication. When I was just taking CBDs, I was a lot calmer, a lot more in thought. But anyway, man. Anyway. Which trips me out, man. Which is trips me out. Recently, I've been seeing people on mushrooms. And that's what get me. People experiment with different drugs for different reasons. And I have to be in control. I have to be in control. That's why, you know, that's one reason why I never, all my friends used to smoke weed and drink and all that stuff, man. That stuff never excited me, never, you know, because I seen how they were. And I know each drug affects people differently. But, man, that, you know, back in the day when I was in the music business, I used to see people high on coke, man, high on heroin, high on, that stuff just, you know, just wasn't my thing. But they say everybody has a vice. How did we get over here? We were talking about getting our butts spanked. How we get all the way over here? Let's go back over here. No. Close that door. Shut that door. Yeah. Lock it. We'll talk about that later one day. Let's get back over here to these spankings. So, spankings. Oh, man. I remember one time my mom gave... My mom gave us a spanking. Me and my nephew are very close in age. I'm only maybe, 5 years older than he is? 5 or 6 years older than he is? I have another nephew. I'm only 7 years older. We were more like brothers when we were younger. But, anyway, me and my nephew, we were, there was a, okay, where I lived, the main street that my house faces was paved. Then the side street was a dirt road. Then there was a ditch, a big ditch, and then there was a railroad track, and then another ditch, and then another railroad track, and then another ditch, and then there was a little dirt road, and then there was like the school supply building or whatever. Anyway, we used to put cans and bottles up on the railroad track and get some rocks and come over in my backyard and throw rocks that hit the cans. And one day my mom said, y'all better stop that. And here we go again. And we didn't. And my nephew threw a rock and hit a building and broke a window. My mom heard it, but we denied it. And my mom said, I know what I heard. And then she said, you better tell me the truth. So we both got a spanking. But this time it wasn't so much a spanking. My mom put us on punishment. We had to come inside. And we had to do some housework, and we couldn't go outside for a while. Matter of fact, it was during the summer. We could, and he was, spent the night and everything, so we couldn't go outside. And yeah, that was a downer. That was a bummer. And I remember back. Oh, I remember one time. I didn't get a spanking. I just got in trouble. I just got on punishment. Couldn't watch television for the rest of the evening because, here's the thing. I used to love watching the Flintstones, the Jetsons, and what else? Scooby-Doo. They all used to come on in the afternoon. Like, in the summertime, my mom would come home from work. And when my mom came home from work, that's how we learned how to cook. You know what? Yeah, we're going to switch gears a little bit to talk about some of the stuff that we learned how to do, okay, at an early age, all right? So we're going to take a little break right here, and we'll be back, and we're going to talk about that, all right? Okay, I'm back, man. Let me tell y'all a little bit about some of the snacks I learned how to cook while, you know, when my mom was at work. And I remember as a kid, she used to fill the freezer full of pot pies and used to have lots of bologna, lots of cheese. I didn't eat cheese. I don't know why. I never really liked cheese. Cheese to me was yuck. First of all, I didn't like the taste. And see, I guess what it was because I got that processed cheese, you know, that Kraft cheese that was, you know, it slices in the little plastic wrapper and all that. Yeah. My first experience with cheese was that. That's because that's what mostly, you know, everybody bought. I should say, like, family members bought that. My mom bought a block of cheese that she had to cut and grate herself when she made macaroni and cheese. Now, that's the only time I like cheese. And then I discovered pizza. Anyway, we're getting off subject. So, one of the things I learned how to cook was a grilled cheese. Everybody learned how to cook grilled cheese. But let me tell you how I used to cook my grilled cheese. The only way I would cook my grilled cheese is with the cast iron skillet. I throw some butter on there. I take the bread, slap it on there. Then I take, flip it over. But before I do, I put some more butter on that pan, y'all. Then I would flip the bread over. I would toast my bread first. I would toast my bread first. Then after I toast my bread, y'all, this is what I did. I got that piece of Kraft yuck and threw it on the bread. Then put it, the other bread on top, put it back in the pan with some more butter. Yeah, that's how I cooked it. That was the first thing I learned how to cook. Then I learned how to toast my peanut butter and jelly sandwiches the same way. I used to cook my fried bologna sandwiches the same way. What else, man? I happened to come across this. Now, my mom had a big pot. It was a cast iron pot, yeah. Matter of fact, it was kind of like a Dutch oven, but it wasn't. Anyway, it was a nice, heavy, heavy pot. I would fill it full of oil. Well, I wouldn't fill it full of oil. I'd put a little oil in there. And then, or if I didn't have any oil, well, that day I didn't have any oil, I used butter. I used about a half a stick of butter. I didn't know butter burned quicker than the oil. So, put the butter in the pan. I got my corn. Now, check this out, y'all. My father grew corn, so I always had popcorn. My father grew corn out in the garden, right? So, you know, get a couple of stalks and let them dry out and everything. So I let the corn dry for a few days or whatever. Then I took it off the cob and I put it in the pot, put the top on, and I was popping my popcorn and I was busy watching the Flintstones. And then I come back in and I shake it a little bit, go back and watch a little bit more, come back in and shake it a little bit, go back and watch a little bit more. And guess what? I burnt my popcorn. I burnt my popcorn. I was mad. I was mad. Yes, I was. But you know what? That's, even back then, I knew the value of food and money and all that. I wasn't going to throw that popcorn away. I suffered through it and started to eat that popcorn. But as I'm eating that popcorn, it kind of tastes like Frosted Flakes. So I was like, you know what? Let me dump some Frosted Flakes up in here. I dumped some Frosted Flakes up in there. I mixed them together. Hey, that was good. Burnt popcorn and Frosted Flakes. That was good. That became one of our favorite snacks, because after I did that and I ate it and it was good. I purposely burnt popcorn. My nephew came over and we were watching the Jetsons, and I purposely burnt some popcorn and threw the Frosted Flakes in there, and he tried it and he liked it. And did one time, my best friend Mickey came over and we were playing, and he go, man, I'm hungry, I'm about to go home. I was like, nah, bro, we got to finish this game. He's like, nah, man, I'm hungry, I got to go. I said, hey, I got something for you. So I go in there and I purposely burnt some popcorn and threw some Frosted Flakes in there. He tried it, he liked it. I'm like, man, yeah, oh, I got me a snack. Oh man, what else did I? Those were the days, man. When We were kids, man. We experimented in the kitchen. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times our parents were working and we were home, man, and we were hungry. Going in and experiment. That's when I discovered these flavors are so good together. Okay. You make your ham sandwich. You put a little mayonnaise on there, a little mustard, okay? No cheese, just ham, bread, and condiments. Then you make you a bowl of Fruity Pebbles cereal. You take a bite of the sandwich. You have those flavors rolling around in your mouth. Then you take a couple of spoons of the Fruity Pebbles with the milk and everything, put it in your mouth and you chew it all together. You talk about flavorful. Oh man, you got sweet and salty, and you got flavors going on. You got a little bit of spice from the mustard. You man, oh man, yeah. You got flavors going on. You got flavors going. And you know, I had people go, you eat weird. Man, I don't eat weird. I eat enjoyable. I was about to create a word and say enjoyably. I enjoy what I eat. Yeah. Yeah. That's just like now. One thing that I love. And it's peanuts, okay? It's peanuts in a soda, yeah. Called the Po' Man Stew. I take the peanuts and put them right on in. I get a pack of peanuts, go to the store, get a pack of peanuts, open it up. Open up a Pepsi, but a root beer. Root beer. Look, Pepsi, root beer, and Dr. Pepper. Those are the drinks to do this with, okay? Open up your peanuts. Just pour right in your soda. Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. So delicious. So, oh, delicioso. Y'all just don't understand. Y'all just don't understand how good that is. Oh my goodness, I'm craving it right now. See, that's the thing about being on keto and low carbs and all that. Peanuts are high glycemic. Well, for one thing, they're not really nuts. They're legumes, which are basically beans, which are, you know, kind of up there in carbs, you know. But then, oh, man, you know. It's so good, man. It's so good. It's so, so good. And then you have the soda, you know, which is high in sugar and carbs. Oh man, come on, that's one of my favorite snacks, y'all. One of my favorite snacks, brother. Be like, now eating low carb, I can have that once in a while, you know, once every other week or so or something like that, you know, but man, it is so good. It is so good. Another thing that we used to do was apple cider vinegar. Get a cucumber, cut it up, put it in a bowl, a little bit of salt and pepper, a little bit of apple cider vinegar. There you go. Put it in the refrigerator. Let that sucker get cold. Delicious. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. One thing I learned how to cook I didn't learn how to cook. I wish I would have. Was my mom's biscuits. That recipe was passed down from my great aunt to my mother, to my sister. I have three sisters. I have to tell you the truth. I have more than that because my father was a Rolling Stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home. Yeah, anyway. speaking of which, I want to talk to you. I got another episode that, matter of fact, the next episode I'm going to talk to you guys about is we're going to talk about reaching out to outside family. And when I say outside family, I mean the siblings that my father went out and created outside of the home, you know? So, I got a little issue with that. We're going to talk about that. All right. We're going to talk about that on the next episode. Make sure you tune in for that episode. Okay. Cause I got some stuff I got to say, you know, but, yeah, so there were plenty more foods that we experimented with, that we tried, especially me. That's another thing too, spaghetti. Oh, I learned how to cook spaghetti, and I love spaghetti sandwiches. All those carbs, man, and I can't have my spaghetti sandwiches no more, man, but... You know, you live with that. You live with that. You learn. You live and learn. You got to live and learn. Hey, look that song up. Joe Public. Look that song up. I used to jam that song back in the day. All right. Joe Public. Was it Joe Public? You know what? Let me grab this here and look it up, because I do believe that was the name of the song. Well, that was the name of the group. And yeah, okay. Yeah, that was the song, man. Joe Public, Live and Learn. That was one of my favorite jams growing up, well, back in the day. Yeah, that's the... Oh, come on. That was the jam back in the day, man. Yeah, so look that up, man. And jam with it while you listen to this... After you listen to this podcast, you know, go jam with it. But, speaking... I was about to jump on something else. No, we can't do that. We gotta end this thing, okay? We gotta end this here because right now... It's a beautiful day out, right? It's cloudy, you know, it's not too hot, it's not too chill, you know, it's a gray day. For some strange reason, I love gray days, man. I get more energy during gray days. Why? Anyway. Yo, we gonna get up out of here right now. You guys, man, you guys are the best. I appreciate you. Thank you for stopping by and listening to the Coffee Black Show. And I appreciate you. Without you guys, I would have no voice. Well, I have a voice, but, you know, I'd just be... like a whisper in the wind. But I thank you guys, man. I appreciate you. Until next time. Love, peace, and chicken grease. I be out.